T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at UnitedHealthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. I want to tell everybody that the Saints are practicing against the Cowboys. As we speak, practices will end around 6 o'clock. Kellen Moore meets the media at 6:10, and then Deuce McAllister will join us to break down the practice sessions against the Cowboys, and they're practicing now. We had someone, how come y'all not talking about the practices today? Well, they're still practicing. We'll have that on after 6 o'clock, and Deuce will give us the rundown of it. And, man, it's going to be hard to – you can't watch both fields. So I think Nowak is going to watch the offense, and I think Deuce is going to look on the defensive side of things. And 7 o'clock tonight, the first edition of the Saints Hour with Mike Haas. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, the Pro Football Hall of Fame athletic trainer, Dean Kleinsmith. Dino, how you doing today, bud?
Hey, Mike. Thank you. Thanks for pumping me up with that. It's always a pleasure to be on the air with you guys. It's always fun to have some great memories and talk about some of the great Saints times that we all had together.
Dean, we've seen you wrote me back when I asked you to come on about, man, they've been having hamstring injuries since they wore leather helmets, which was a great line. But it is true, and it is a sort of a mysterious injury. I talked to Dr. David Elias about the hamstring injury so many different times, and he was like, it could be a myriad of different things. And, you know, with Jordan Tyson going down for 2 months, and he has a history of it, and, a lot of people, well, Marshawn Lattimore, he changed his diet and his intake, and then he didn't have it anymore. Okay, that might work for one person, but it's not going to work for everybody. And yeah. David had always brought this up to me, Dino, and I'll get your thoughts on it. Are we to the point now where you got to find the root issue of this? Is it something with his hip, with his spine, or with his lower back? Because when you have that many, and I know it's a different leg from the one he had before.
Correct.
They starting to kind of pile up now, Dean.
Well, true. And I certainly agree with Dr. Elias, but the research has never stopped. I subscribe to a international sports sports medicine research group, and these are from articles that are on specific injuries worldwide and in all sports. But I can tell you, if you look at the index, every month when I get the new research, there's always some articles about hamstring strain. And this has been going on since football started. You know, I don't know that we're going to find the root cause, and I don't know that there is a root cause. As you earlier mentioned, there is a multitude of reasons that these injuries occur. I mean, anything from overwork and overuse to a muscle imbalance, maybe over left over right leg, or muscle imbalance, quadricep versus hamstring, the front of the leg versus the back of the leg. If that's out of balance, that could be a problem. But what we've seen mostly in football, I think, and in particularly with the receivers, and Mike, you know, we can go back to 1970 with our number one draft choice wide receiver Kenny Burrow with a hamstring injury. I can further on, and number one draft choice wide receiver 1975, Larry Burton, multitude of hamstring injuries that bothered him most of his career, certainly all of his career with the Saints. And so, you know, you wonder, what is there one particular reason? And the answer to that is no. You know, particularly wide receivers, they're running, they're the sudden, sharp change of direction could be a major cause. You know, that sudden, violent contraction of the muscle when you're changing direction, or decelerating, another big reason for hamstring strains. So, you know, I don't think that the magic bullet is out there that's going to give us the key to stop these injuries. It'd be kind of like, how can you stop concussion? Well, you never will be able to. You know, we're in a violent sport, and all the research that goes on, all the improvements with helmets, yes, that's helping. Improvements with research on hamstrings, yeah, I think that's helping. I don't think it'll ever get us to ground zero.
I can recall growing up, and man, so many track sprinters had it. Okay, especially guys that ran 100, 200 meter dash. And you can understand that, because the torque that they come out of that block, and then trying to build that acceleration up, and for them it's not cutting or anything, but it's that torque, getting out of the blocks and running as fast as you can. That was associated with that. But now we've seen, and you bring it up, wide receivers. I think probably DBs would be in the two spot. Because now look at them cats. They're running backwards, okay, or sideways.
Exactly.
And then
when they plant their foot and explode forward, you know, when a wide receiver's making his cut and the DB has to cover him, again, these are violent contractions and sudden change of direction. You know, and the explosion that they have, it takes a toll. It's just, you know, the muscle, the hamstring muscle, all the muscles are Spartans, Mike. I mean, they are Spartans. They will work. They'll do everything you ask them to do as an athlete until you do something crazy, like make that sudden change of direction, sudden deceleration, sudden explosive move. And finally, at some point, they're just going to say, hey, I've had enough. And you get the hamstring injury, which is a disruption of the fibers of the hamstring muscle. And there are three distinct big muscles in the back of the leg, you know, that are located back there. And that's where we see the injury occur. And there's a difference, Mike, on where that injury occurs, whether it's at the top up by the crease of the butt, Or is it at more at the midline, or is it more behind the knee? Those locations make a difference on how long it takes for a guy to get back. Now, I will not speculate about Tyson at all. I do want to say this. I have the utmost respect for the sports science and sports medicine crew over at the Saints. I've known these guys for years. Sean Gibson, the head athletic trainer, and then Ted Rath, the new director of sports science. I worked with Ted when I was at the Lions for 8 years. Very, very intelligent guy. And they're doing the right things in bringing Tyson along, but, you know, the injuries still happen. I don't care how careful you are. It's just, you know, there's, as I said before, a multitude of reasons, and you try to cover them all and be prepared, but sometimes it just doesn't work.
You told us a story back in the fall, which I get asked about all the time, about the Thurman Thomas situation with you and the doctor.
You love that story.
That's a great one. But I got asked this today, and I thought it was interesting. Have you and the Saints doctor at that time ever flunked somebody or two thumbs down because of somebody with a chronic hamstring?
Really good question, and you're stressing my memory bank on this one. To answer your question, basically, we do get a history of every player, particularly since the advent of the NFL Combine, and we get a chance to have hands-on and eyeballs on each player. Most of the players that you're going to end up drafting. And there are some that we do fail. Let's just say a guy that has had a knee surgery. Let's pick an ACL that he had in college, but the knee is still really loose and flopping around. It's not tight and taut and strong. And so you make a recommendation then to the general manager and the head coach, you say, you know, that this is an unstable knee right now. It's probably not going to get any better. Probably ought to not draft this guy. But to say directly, did we fail anyone because of hamstring issues, a history of them, you know, I can't think of one specific incident that we would have done that. But I'm not saying that it hasn't happened around the NFL. Some teams are very, very cautious about that, about spending one of their precious draft choices on a guy who has a history of being unavailable. And, you know, as Bobby always says, you know, the best of ability is availability. And if you're not available, you're replaceable.
Dean, one of the things is, what is the treatment that somebody like Jordan would go through to try to rehab that
sure.
pulled hamstring?
Sure. Yeah. And I know I'm fairly certain that the Saints staff are following all the expected protocols, but there are milestones. There are milestones you do. Let's say that he got he was injured last week, Friday, and you go through the milestone number one, which is pain-free movement. You want to, it's the healing phase. You know, you want him to be walking at a normal, regular pace without a limp, all right? You want to have no pain to touching. For example, no tenderness when the athletic trainer or physical therapist is palpating around that area. No tenderness. So then you move on to milestone number two. After, you know, he passes through milestone one, you go into number two, which is basic muscle strengthening. Low load, maybe on the bike. You know, he's on stationary bike, and he's doing pain-free straight leg raising. You want to get through that. Maybe light jogging in place, not running, not jogging, jogging in place. You want to be able to do that comfortably. You want to do that without any creating any pain or any cramping. Then you go on to the next phase, and the next is kind of the return to running phase. It's a third milestone. So then you just start jogging. So with passing a continuous, like a slow pace, straight line, without any aching or pulling sensation. He's coming along. He's getting better. Those muscle fibers are now healing. There's less pain. Then you want to accelerate maybe get him up to 70 to 80% of acceleration. As long as he can do that, running on a field, straight line, now no cutting, still just doing straight line running, without that hamstring feeling like it's tight or grabbing. So now he's getting better. He's getting better, coach. And then you go to milestone number 4. That's full speed, return to sport. That's the game ready phase. So, but in order to get there, he's got to exhibit that strict exit criteria before we cut him loose from the training room. When I was at Detroit, I had a head coach, Jim Schwartz, who trusted us as a medical staff. But whenever we would tell him that, look, so-and-so, Johnson is ready to return to practice with his hamstring, Schwartz would say, I'm giving him a few more days. He just wanted to be sure. You have to be patient with these. The recovery takes a long time. And you know, we've called these things mild, moderate, or severe. We grade them grade number 1, grade 2, or grade 3, where grade 1, you know, we call that mild, and he may be out maybe 1 to 3 weeks. If we go to grade 2, which is moderate, and again, I don't know the Saints' the status with their guys now, but it might be 3 to 8 weeks with a grade 2 moderate hamstring strain. And then what you don't want to hear is that grade 3 or the severe, which in some cases turns into surgery and the guy may be done for the year. So, I would expect we're probably looking at a grade, I'm guessing grade 2, if they are estimating that he might be out for 8 weeks.
Dean, it's something that's popped up. I mean, when Kellen talked about it after the injury happened at the Jaguars practice, he made sure to emphasize that it was not related to former hamstring issues that Jordan had in college. But at the same time, as someone that's dealt with this for years, like, is it a better scenario if it was just a re-injury of that hamstring issue that he had, or is it even worse that it's another hamstring that's separate from the issues that he had in college?
Yeah, that's another very good point, a very good issue. I've had experience of made mistakes and let guys go back too soon. I'll admit that I made the mistake, and they had a re-injury to the same leg, same area, but the re-injury does not take as long to get back to the full healing, because there's already basic healing that's been laid down, before the re-injury occurred. I know. And I listened to Kellen, talk about this. And he also talked kind of about the, a sudden change in the stride, kind of a folding back. I believe Kellen was saying about this. Again, that comes under the category of a multitude of reasons that these injuries occur.
Oh, man, I can't thank you enough, Dean, for filling this in on that. But I got to tell you this story. We had the news about Jordan Tyson, so I say it, and Bobby reacts as normal. And then Tim Brando was on with us, so we go to break. He's like, Mike, I ain't never had no damn hamstring pull in my life. I said, could you run like that? Come on, you know better than that. Could run like that. Maybe that's why I never had it.
Guess what? Bobby never had a hamstring strain. He never ran fast enough. There was no problem. I mean, I can answer that one straight on. You know, it's like saying, did Danny Abramowitz ever have a hamstring? Hell no. He was too slow.
Dean, thanks so much for joining us, but always great to have you, man. I really appreciate it.
It's so easy, and I'm happy to be with you guys. You take good care, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Dean.
All righty, thanks so much. Dean Kleinsmith, Pro Football Hall of Fame trainer for so many years. Just a great guy, and a multitude of thoughts on injury and injury repair. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here. Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. I want to tell everybody right after 6 o'clock, Deuce McAllister will join us to talk about the practice sessions, which are winding down between the Saints and the Cowboys. And from what I understand, a few fisticuffs going on in practice. So Deuce will bring you up to date on how the offense and defense done along with Jeff Nowak. And at 7 o'clock, the Saints Hour. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the head football coach of the Southeastern Lions, Frank Sofo. Frank, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, man? You've been gone. You only come around during the season, man. I'm a whole lot more fun in the off season. You should call me then.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll remember that. Frank, I know for most coaches will say, oh, it doesn't matter where we get ranked. You know, and what people think of us, you got voted second in the Southland Conference in the top 20. But it goes to show, and I'm going to give you the accolades, okay, that what people think of what you've done to that program at Southeastern, to build that program up and to have people not just in Louisiana but outside of the state think that much of the Lions. And a lot of that credit goes to you. I know you don't want to take it, but I'm going to give it to you.
Well, I appreciate it, Mike, but it really doesn't matter what they vote us. You know, I mean, it's all settled on the field. And I think with the consistency of what we've been able to accomplish here is what's put us in the national spotlight. And I said that when I got here. I just didn't want to be a regional program. I wanted to be a national program, and that, you know, we're at the corner of I-12 and 55, right between New Orleans and Baton Rouge and Mandeville, Covington. We got the Gulf Coast. We're in a fertile recruiting area. I think this is a fantastic place. With the third, might have even passed up with our new president. We might have passed up UL for the second largest university in the state behind LSU. And we just got so much good things, so many good things going for us right now. So I guess it's great to be recognized, but the great thing about our game is that you got to prove it on the field, and that's where it all counts.
What has been the biggest surprise for you in fall drills? Because I think a lot of times you do the spring, and then you're expecting some things to happen in the fall. But has there been one either player or unit that has really surprised you how well they've jumped out?
No, not really, Mike, because with the transitionary phase of what goes on in college football or college athletics across the board, you're not quite sure what your expectations are, a little tampered down because you're not quite sure what you got when you go through spring. And even in the summer, when your freshmen come in, they've never put on pads before, so you're not quite sure how they're going to handle it. So the emergence of a couple of young guys, some older guys who've developed and have another year under their belt, and now they're thrust into a leadership role or a starting position, and their demeanor changes. So I think it's across the board, your team, the personality of your team starts to emerge as fall camp unfolds, and I think that's where we're at right now. We're seeing that thing take place, and we're starting to see the leadership evolve in multiple positions.
Coach, one of the guys, I give Rebo a lot of hell about this, even though he ain't coaching no more, but you got a guy that he was a running back at Nicholas and Jake DelMata, and he has turned into a crackerjack player as a linebacker for you for Southeastern. Talk about a guy with great instincts to the football, smart, makes that big open field tackle. So for people who haven't seen Jake, kind of give that description of him, because he is such a good football player, and he was a good running back. I got to put it to Rebo every once in a while, even though he ain't coaching no more. But, man, DelMata has really turned it up for you guys.
He came in here, and he's a quiet guy, but extremely hardworking, a great leader, very experienced player. You know, we played against him, and so I knew how good the guy was, you know. And when we had the opportunity to land him, we jumped at it. And we're fortunate enough to get him. We're fortunate that he's here. He's going to make a huge impact on our program this year. And he's just – I think his leadership qualities, the way that he plays, the way he prepares, is what you've always dreamed of in a player. But at the same time, that kind of mirrors who he is on the field. You know, the way the ball player that you see on the field room in summer workouts, all of those things. So it hadn't been a surprise for us. I know what it's like going against him, and it's miserable game planning for the guy. And then I'm just glad he's on our side now.
One of the things, Coach, from some of the smaller colleges, will always bring up to me is about, man, depth of offensive, defensive line. There's never enough of them. And when we recruit a guy, he might be a little undersized, and we got to put weight on him. And for some cases, maybe a little weight off of him. But that seemingly is a common theme about linemen. There's just the man upstairs only made so many people that big, that fast, that strong.
Hey, you're right, Mike, but you know, go back to the NFL. That's a premium position up there,
yep,
too, right? They can't find five guys to play to start for them, and they lose one, and then it's a panic mode. And I think that filters all the way through. It's not just small college football. It's Power Four. It's Big Ten. It doesn't matter. It's all the way across the board that linemen are at a premium, and when you have a good offensive line, you have a chance to be successful. Same thing on the defensive line. Those guys, when they're really good, they're drafted first, second, third. They're going to go high in the draft if they're quality players. And You know, so that's why everybody wants them, because there's really not a lot of them. And that's across the board, every league, everywhere. So we've been fortunate here. We've had some good ones. We've developed them. They've grown up in our systems. We don't go out and sign a lot of guys, take a lot of transfers at those positions. We take the guys that out of high school, and I think we do a great job developing those guys. And as they grow and develop and become better and better, every now and then we might lose one. But for the most part, our guys stick around here. And that allows us to play with those guys, and we've got depth at those positions.
Coach Selfo, I hear it a lot, too. And going to Louisiana Lion Camp at Nichols, and you got all these, you know, pro coaches there, and they talk about the lack of physicality. It's not like it used to be. So I'll ask you that question. I think because of the RPO game, I do think there's been some changes there maybe it's not the physical game, and I say maybe. I know it's not as physical as it was years ago. These guys are big, stronger, fast. And when you get hit, you sometimes get hurt. But the physicality of the game has changed to a certain degree.
Well, I think that goes along, Mike, with the philosophy of the program. We play some team. We're a physical football program. We're not a we're not an RPO, throw a bunch of bubble screens team. We're downhill, a lot of times a two-back team. And we're going to run the football when we have the opportunity to run the football. And sometimes people know we're going to run the football. We're going to run it anyway. And I think that goes when you look back at the teams who are continually winning national championships at our level, at the Power Four level, and at the NFL level. Those guys the physicality on both sides of the line of scrimmage helped dictate the game. And I don't think that's going to change. It's a grown man's game. And kids struggle playing this game. And the little guys that run around blocks instead of taking on blocks don't last too long in this game, because it gets exposed really quick. So I disagree with you. I think it is a physical game for the guys that win. And for the guys that lose, maybe they're doing all that other stuff. They just can't turn the corner. They got great players, but they have a tough time winning those games when it comes down to it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is they're not as physical anymore. You kind of exception to the rule, and I know others too, with it. One of the things you do, and you and I have talked about this in the past, you're not afraid to play multiple quarterbacks. I think for some coaches, they almost freak out. Oh, what? I got to play, I don't have a clear-cut winner guy at quarterback. I got to play multiple quarterbacks, and they sort of freak. But you have always sort of embraced the fact that, hey, I'll win with one quarterback. I'll win with two. I'll win with three if I have to. But not a lot of coaches really do that today.
Well, yeah, I think it goes back, Mike. If you think back at the Tulane days when we had Patrick Ramsey and J.P. Lossman, and, you know, both of those guys, obviously first-round draft picks, both of them, but you can only play one at a time. But we played them both. So we moved those guys in and out of the lineup. We made sure J.P. got reps while Patrick was a starter, and he set a bunch of records while he was there at Tulane. But Patrick got hurt a couple of times, and thank goodness that we had an experienced quarterback. Obviously, he was talented, but he was experienced too. He had played a bunch of snaps. Then we were able to put him in the game and had success with him. And then when he got to that point, his last couple of years when he became the starter after Patrick left, Lester Ricard stepped in. And it's the same thing, same process. He got some reps, but then, JP was obviously the starter. We did it at Arizona with Nick Foles and Matt Scott, and Nick went down for about a three-game stretch, and Matt Scott came in, and we won all three games, beating UCLA at home and Washington State on the road. And so injuries happen at the quarterback position. Now, I know Tom Moore's greatest quote, but he had a great one in Peyton Manning, about the way he doesn't practice a certain thing because, if Peyton goes down, that's what it is. And you got to look it up, Mike, if you hadn't heard it. But if you go back and look at when you have a great quarterback, we had Cole Kelly here. Well, he took every snap for us.
Yeah.
We weren't concerned about his injury situation, and that's how good he was. It was clear separation. But when you got a couple of guys that are pretty close where you feel like you can get a guy some experience taking some snaps and playing a little bit, you want to be able to do that just in case something were to take place.
Coach, last question for you. I always ask any coach I get on about is special teams in a return game. It's sort of hidden yardage if the punter or a place kicker, but man, if you got an ace return man, man, that's scared of bejesus out of anybody you play. Because, okay, and then it changes the way the punter is punting the ball to him. What you look like in the punt kick return game?
Yeah, Dekai Joseph will be back this year.
Okay.
He's from the River Parishes. He had a couple of returns for touchdowns last year, had one or two called back. He's a dynamic player, Mike. They kicked away from him the last three or four games of the year. I suspect that's going to happen again this year. But, you know, who knows? I think we're very solid there. Same thing with kickoff return. We've got some guys back there that can really run with the football. And I think that's one of the big strengths of our football team this year is our speed. And so we've got some guys who we can put back there to take care of some things. And that's we feel very comfortable with that. But you're right. Special teams is so valuable to us here. We spend a lot of time on special teams, almost parallel to what we spend offensively and defensively, because that's how important. And there's a realization of how games can change, momentum can change, and the scoreboard can actually change so fast through special teams. And we don't miss that point here. It's not understated. I can promise you that.
Yeah, I know you put a lot of emphasis on it. And so, but a lot of people say it but don't do it. You know, because coaches, I got a few of them in my family, you know, and then say they somehow stretch the truth a little bit on, oh, man, we put all that emphasis on special teams. Not quite the case. Coach, we want to wish you the best for this year. We hope to get you back on before the start of the season. But, man, I'm so proud of what you've been able to do at Southeastern, and always great to have you on, and I really appreciate it.
Well, Mike, you know it's great for me to be on you, man. You're a legend, you know that, and especially in this area. And the only thing that bothers me, you run down to Thibodeau in the summer and you could come up here to Hammond this fall, maybe catch us next Thursday night. We're the only game in town now.
Hey!
Strawberry Stadium. Yeah, come on up. And then, I know Oakland Heart Jewelers is sponsoring this segment, and I can't wait for my gift to come in the mail from those people, because that's a beautiful place.
Frank, thanks again, Coach. I really appreciate it.
Take care, my buddy. Take care. Talk to you soon.
We'll do it. Frank Sofel, the head football coach of the Southeastern Lions, and he's right. I'm going to have to take that trip up to Hammond, man. Charlie got to let me loose early that day so I can do that next Thursday. So we'll have it done. One way or another, I'll go visit Coach Sofel. We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here. Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers.
Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Saints football is back, baby. The black and gold take on the Rams in L.A. Saturday. Remember to turn down your TV. Turn up Saints Radio. Pregame 11 o'clock a.m. Kickoff 3 p.m. And then the point after with the Cajun Cannon till 9 p.m. on WWL and the free Odyssey app. We'll finish it up here on Sports Talk in hour number two right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Keep your dial tuned in to the Big 870 WWL. Steve Geller takes over at 6. He'll have Deuce McAllister on to tell you all about the practice sessions against the Cowboys, which just ended just a few minutes ago. We'll have that right here on the Big 870 WWL. And then the Saints Hour at 7 o'clock.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet Relion 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.